Education and Welfare Committee. I'd like to ask Representative Barnett to give the invocation, please.
Father God, we are thankful for each and every blessing that you give us throughout our day, Father. And whether we acknowledge those blessings or not, sometimes we get self-absorbed. Just help us lose that self-absorption, Father, so that we may work to the glory of your name. And thank you for the safety of our citizens, and just watch out for us in these times, and empower and embolden those people who are first responders, who are going out and responding to these storms, and just be our comfort and our guide. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green?
Present.
Joyce Deer?
Excused.
Dodie Barnett?
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Rufus Scott?
Here.
I'm sure you got four present and one absent.
Four present and one absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. We have established a quorum, so the minutes for April the 11th. April did send those out to us on email. Motion by Mr. Jennings to approve the minutes for April 11th. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Scott. A roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. The minutes have been approved. Order of business. The paid and volunteer fire department. Y'all would like to come up and... And you are with the Hayden
Fire Department. Our present chief had a family emergency come up, and I am a retired chief, so I will do the best I can. I'm filling in for him, and he did ask me to apologize to y'all. So.
Okay, thanks for coming. You want to explain anything, or have you know what this all
entails? I do know. I believe we had a ISO insurance rating of an 8 for about as long as the fire department has existed, which is about 1975. We've recently got the ISO rating down to a 5, which gives everyone in the community within 5 miles of the town of Hayden a break on their insurance. And to maintain that, we have to keep a certain amount of water on hand, and they are asking for money to build a truck to help maintain our water supply so we can keep the insurance rating down for the town and the surrounding area.
Does anybody have any questions? Are our citizens, are they charged for service if they should have a fire?
We have a program where they can pay us dues, but I don't know of anyone being charged. What we try not to do is when someone is down, to step on their necks a little more so we don't formally charge for someone that is having problems. So.
And that's our tribal citizens?
That is all citizens.
Every all citizens.
Yes. Say is where Payton is at, we do not have an ambulance service, so we work very closely with the Creek Nation Ambulance Service on responding out to all citizens, again, not just Creek Nation citizens, to make sure that they get the best care available. So our fire department has also trained its first responder for medical emergencies. So we're not just putting fires out, we're doing a whole lot more. So.
And if I'm not, I'm actually with him, but I'm with the school. If I can add also that this man and the fire department give anything that I need done at school, they'll help us out tremendously. You call, they show up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the amount is $5,000.
You know, I'm, like I say, I'm filling in and I'm not sure what they asked for.
Yeah, it's, I talked with Kevy.
Yes.
Yes, and it's $5,000.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for approval.
Second.
There's second by Mr. Scott. A roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, none against. That has been approved. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for coming. Starting with the agenda with TR 16-061, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation to authorize and establish a review committee for the process of reviewing and recommending improvements to the Muscogee Creek Nation electoral process and MCNCA Title 19 Election Code. Sponsored Mr. Jennings.
Motion to do pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Scott. Discussion?
Yes. Madam Chair, this was postponed last month at the request of the election board, and I've been in contact with the election chairman, and she asked to postpone again. But I visited with the chief, and then the second chief that's here. You want to comment, Chief?
Well, as like I said, Representative Jennings and I spoke this morning about this, and you know, being that it's been postponed once, you know, I think that I haven't talked with the chief about it. I was going to talk to him tonight, but I think it best that we just go ahead and vote on this and see how it goes. And just go ahead and go through it.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Barnett.
I did have a conversation, and I haven't talked to Chief Lloyd either. I haven't had a chance to about this particular bill. But as was expressed last month, my understanding was that we were going to wait until the council had a chance to sit down and talk with the election board informally about some reforms that we had received suggestions from citizens and suggestions we had on our own. That list was sent over to the election board. And Nettie, did the board talk about?
Yeah, the boards have to go through it. They wanted a little more time. They have another meeting Thursday. Their regular meeting. They'd like to, you know, elaborate on it more, but they'd rather speak to you in face-to-face,
sure,
instead of sending a
letter. Sure. Okay. Do you know if that date has been set yet?
No, not yet.
Speaker Tiger, do we have any suggested dates on when we can meet with the election board?
Should we wait until we got the response to the letter we sent, the questions and concerns?
Okay.
After they respond to that, can we look into each of those?
I mean, it's up to the committee. I know I was asked to make a motion to postpone for another month until we could get a chance to sit down and talk with them. Really, the way I feel about it is we have a lot of boards and we have a lot of committees, and I think that we have mechanisms in place right now to affect change if we'll all sit down at the table and do it. But us not going to their meetings and them not coming to our meetings, I mean, we just need to sit down all in the same room and hash it out and get some changes put in place. So I feel like we already have enough boards. I don't feel like we need to have a separate committee. And I think that if we are going to bring the Carter Center in, everybody needs to be on the same page. And we're not right now. So I'd like to make a motion to postpone until next month.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to postpone for a month. Is there a second? Is there a second? That motion fails for lack of a second. Go back to the first motion. Any more discussion?
I just want to add one thing, Madam Chair. The way we've set up the election board currently, they are an independent entity. And so anything that we would do, we would really need to be on the same page with them. I think everyone is in agreement that we need major changes and reform to our electoral process. I don't think anybody's saying that we don't. But being adversarial about passing things on an independent agency, I just think that we can do better than that and have more cooperation than that. Thank you.
Mr. Jennings?
I'd like to make a comment also. I feel like it needs to pass out of committee and go before the full council and let the full council vote on it and not just hold it at the committee level. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments? No. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 16-067, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an end-stage renal disease application with the Oklahoma Department of Health and Human Services. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Madam Chair, I make a motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. Discussion.
Good afternoon. This will allow us to go process our application to CMS so that we can be surveyed and we can treat and bill Medicaid patients for our dialysis. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 16-068, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a Pearson View Authorized Center agreement for the nation's employment and training department. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion due pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. A discussion.
Greg, who do you have here with?
She reported to me earlier that she has spoken to you possibly to postpone because they found a vendor that could perform these services at a lesser cost.
Okay, that was the email that she was going to send me. Okay, all right. I withdraw my previous motion and make a motion to postpone it indefinitely.
Probably she should have something.
Okay, I make a motion to postpone indefinitely and withdraw my previous motion.
Okay, you need to withdraw your. Motion by Ms. Barnett to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. TR 16-068 is postponed indefinitely. Next is TR 16-069. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Secretary of Health to execute an attestation required pursuant to the Federal Deficit Reduction Act. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
Again, this will just allow us to participate and receive Medicaid funding for just attesting we're going to follow the rules.
Thank you. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-16-070, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an AT&T LEC service agreement with AT&T for the Muscogee Creek Nation Wetumpka Indian Health Center. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
This will provide a digital telephone line for the Wetumpka Clinic.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-16-073, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to submit an Indian Community Development Block Grant application to the Department of Housing and Urban Development for rehabilitation of rental properties for the Muscogee Creek citizens. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by, for due pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Mr. Beaver?
Okay. Actually, we put in for this a grant.
And all what we want to do is just rehabilitate, and I guess, and bring up to, not bring up to code, but just rehabilitate some of our rental properties that are at over our 5 different locations. Granted, some will get more than the others, but some are needed more than the others. And as if you know, these properties are quite old. So, and actually, and like I said, what is made new roofs, just overall new appliances and equipment. I also have our grant department here with us too if they want to ask any technical questions.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions, Mr. Jennings?
Yes.
So you have a $200,000 match?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you said you had five properties, right?
Yes.
The money's going to be divided.
Well, actually, what we did is, you know, when the first, I guess, proposal was each property get 5. And the max that they could get each property, I guess, were 5 units per property, which actually right now, some of them are a little better shape than others. So they know that they're not going to use the full money. But what we did is we had each property give us kind of like a wish list or a list of their worst units. And we realized probably Okemah and Eufaula will be getting the majority of the money. Because they're just the oldest properties that we have. And the others realize it. And actually, we're going to do something for them. I mean, there's what we put into is if we can use, put in LED lighting at Taylor and customer. They're more newer, or they actually, have been more maintenance, and they're a little more newer properties. So, but that's something that would help out all the tenants there too, with some of their costs.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Any more questions? Thank you.
Here.
Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next, this NCA-16-064, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Higher Education Postgraduate Program Fiscal Year 2016 budget. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Mr. Beaver?
Good afternoon, counselors. This is to supplement the projected summer enrollees, master's level students. Right now we are projecting at 15 students, and full time in the summer is 6 hours. So right, and that equates to 1,500. And this would supplement the full time hours for 15 students for the summer.
Mr. Jennings?
Okay. So we're halfway through the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. So you cut that your budget that much, or why?
Well, the budget we inherited when I first started had not docked a few dollars, but it had went down. And so we are still functioning at the same allocations per credit hour. Now, one of the things that our staff are doing is taking a second look, particularly with the master's level. This is a good problem to have because we've seen an increase for the past 3 years of master's level students, Muskogee Creek citizens at the master's level.
So now that we've had the budget call for 2017, so have you allowed for this amount to be in?
So we are, right, so we stayed with the instructions of not touching client services, so we will stick with the same allocation, yes.
You know, I mean, everyone's going to get their budget passed, and then you're going to come and get a supplemental, you know, that's my point here.
The plan is to take a look at our allocations that we give per credit hour, and the balance act we have to do here is, at the master's level, there's lots of loans, and the funding that we submit is to help curb some of that financial need, isn't to take care of all of it, but at the same time, taking a look at our line item, we will take the second look at the amount we give per credit hour. We're working with Secretary Anderson here, and then we will look at a July 1st rollout of expectations.
Well, I'm not for, you know, cutting the assistance to those students. I'm just thinking we need to know what's going to be expected, you know, and not just come for a supplemental. We have several of them today, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more comments, questions?
Okay.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 16-065. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation for the Oklahoma City Philharmonic Youth Concert Series. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion to do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. There, April's passing out the packets now. The request actually came from Jennifer Owens. She works for the Oklahoma City Philharmonic, and she was not able to be here today. She actually came yesterday, and we had moved our meeting, so she wasn't able to join us today. But I agreed to sponsor this. She had emailed Speaker Tiger about 4 or 5 months ago. It's been a while, and I looked at it in light of all of the budget cuts that our public schools are going through, and with music and arts instruction being among the first programs to go, I think that this program is even more vital and important as a community service and music instruction. as you can see from her letter, there's music instruction that the kids get leading up to their philharmonic performance that they go and look at. All of that is free of charge for the schools. And they serve about 17,000 children in the Oklahoma City area. And since that is, within the state of Oklahoma, our third largest population of Muscogee Creek students, a lot of our kids are being given that instruction through this program. It is a nonprofit, so they're eligible for the $5,000 that we allow per our statutes.
Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Is there any schools within the Muscogee Nation boundaries involved in this?
Not that she listed. I don't think that they would be turned away, but I think that the Tulsa area services the majority of the kids that are within our boundaries.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Any representative? Randolph?
I don't know if you know, but are we the only tribal nation that they quote?
To my knowledge, yes.
Questions, comments? If not, roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
No.
Rufus Scott?
No.
And Chair, you got one in favor and two against.
One in favor, two against. That motion fails. Next is NCA 16-066, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the Waleka Indian Community. Sponsor is Ms. Jack, co-sponsor Mr. Hicks. What's the wish of this committee?
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
I'm sorry. I got pressed into service a while ago. Ms. Golden offers you her apology. She says on the note she handed me she had to leave to go to conduct a parenting class in Okemah. So I'm Dan Parrish. I'm the retired superintendent from Waleka. So I'm here representing the Indian Community Center.
Okay.
And we're having a football camp. I just wanted to let you know that you know, the Indian Center works closely with the school, which they have for several years, and that if this does pass with the council from this committee, that we will be very accountable for the funding. We'll come back and make a report to you like we did in the past, and then return any money that's not used. So, with that being said, I'm going to yield to Jamel Holloway, who's right here. If you have any questions about the program, or, you know, he can give you a little overview of what's going to happen.
Thank you guys for letting me come and speak. We've been having this camp for, I guess, over 5 years now, and it's been very productive for the rural community. And last year it was with Wetumpka. Because Wetumpka and Waleka's a couple of miles apart, we just go back and forth. And this year we're back at Waleka. The kids, I found out, have had great experiences, learning some life skills, along with some football skills. And this year's guest speaker will be Uba Von Shaman, who kicked back in 1976. And the reason why I picked him was because we're playing Ohio State this year. So it's just a introduction to this year's football. And we've had several kids that came to the camp that went on to get scholarships at schools. Mr. Yohola's nephew?
Grandson.
He was one of them. And then this year also, a gentleman by the name of Scotty Patton, who plays football at Wagner. He's in the ESPN top 300 players. That I think is a really good thing for him to start at our camp, and now he's a senior and he's in that position. So by passing this bill and giving us the opportunity to express ourselves with the kids has been good in the past and will continue. So if you guys have any more questions, we'll have Thomas Lott, and for those who like Oklahoma State, we have some other former players that will be coaches also. I just don't want to be biased. We like both. And Thomas Lott, LaShawn Johnson from Haskell, used to be the fastest man in football a long time ago. And myself and a couple of other integral coaches, and just found out today that the coach at Old Mulgee High School wants to get involved because they have a new coach this year, and he's going to bring a lot of his kids there to the camp. And I guess just need you guys' help to support to continue. This is where it all started, and I just thank you guys. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Do you have a question?
Not a question, but I did. I just want to say to the committee that Willica, the Sydney community, did have a meeting, and they are in support of this, and I am a co-sponsor. Just want to elaborate what Mr. Holloway is saying. It gives our natives an opportunity to showcase. Maybe Mr. Holloway will see something that's out there, and he may be a contact that can help our citizens get to where they need to go. So to me, it's a win-win situation, but like I said, it's up to the board here to approve or not approve. But just wanted to say that it is an option for our children, and it has been in the system for a while. I just like to see it continue going. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks,
Mr. Scott.
Madam Chair, I have a question. It's probably for you, Mr. Perry.
Okay.
Has Willica Community or the school had any fundraisers to help assist with the?
The school hasn't. I'm 100% accurate on that. I don't think that any community center has either.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I would just want to ask Thomas or someone, do y'all remember when this first started? You first started this? Does it come from the community or the towns that asked when it first started?
Last year, I think Mr. Dish, I think in the community, you know, together, assisted with this. And the community had the volunteers, you know, that were there, so that was at in kind, you know, that helped, you know, quite a bit.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. I just wondered how we could get one towards maybe Preston or Coweta or somewhere like that.
Yes, they did participate.
Oh.
The community did.
Okay. Mr. Scott?
Madam Chair, I have a question for the chairperson that Wetumpka community. Will Wetumpka community kids be involved in this, or are they going to another camp?
Our kids are going to the Bob Stoops football camp up in Norman. But they certainly have an opportunity to attend this one as well.
Okay. All right. Thanks, sir.
And also, just to elaborate on Mr. Yehovah's comments, is we were able to get some donations through Love's in the form of water from some of the area merchants in town. We worked closely with the school, and we brought a lot of different things together. A lot of departments from the Creek Nation was there, too. So it was a collaborative effort in getting the camp there.
Thanks,
thank
sir.
You. More questions?
Just
Barnett.
So is it open to all students or just
all students?
Okay.
Yeah, I was up here in the original time we did it.
So it doesn't matter where the kids come from, they can still apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had, I don't know how many they had, Wetumpka had way up over 140 at one time. I'm sure they had the same for last year.
Okay. Thank you all for coming. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Thank you all for being here. This is NCA 16-067, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Higher Education Incentive Grants Program fiscal year 2016 budget. The sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. Discussion?
Dr. Kozer, is this you or is this teaching you? Mr. Kozer.
Counselor, it's a long time. We funded with the incentive grant, we have funded 643 students. Again, the incentive grant is to provide an award for students that achieve a 3.0 or better during the course of the semester at the completion for the undergraduates. The way we have projected now is that we have our current funding level at 280 students, and the projected students that will not be funded are 363. So, again, this is one of those programs we're taking a second look at, we're gonna have to take a look at reduction in incentives, incentive award amounts. While still meeting the amount of students that make good grades. In other words, the grant is meeting its goal. We want Muscogee Creek students to make A's and B's. Just 600 made in this last semester. It's a good problem to have.
Right. Any questions?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yes. Mr.
Kogan? Yes.
I was looking at these bills, and do you have an employee that is over every single program? I'm one employee for every single grant program, and do you have an employee for the incentive? Do you have an employee for the doctorate? Do you have an employee for the master's level?
So the way the staff is broken down is we have coordinator is broken down by last name for the undergraduates, mm-hmm. And they're in charge of the travel grant awards, the incentive grants, and the BIA scholarship. We have Christine Durden, who's here with us. She works with us with our doctorate level and master's level students, and so she deals with them directly.
Okay, so, and this, I guess I wasn't clear on your answer when Mr. Jennings asked about the first one. Now we had a 10%, there was a 10% reduction, right? That you called 10% reduction. Now I'm looking at this money, so where's the 10% gonna come from? I mean, next year, is it coming off our services or is it coming off the employees?
So the 10% we took out of the everything outside of client services. We did not touch client services.
So the client services will stay the same?
Correct.
Okay. And so next year, we'll be coming back a year from now, same time, and getting this more money?
No. Our goal is to again, take a look at how much we are distributing through credit hours and reallocate awards that way. Now, the reality is that we could hypothetically take what we have, cut it in half, say this is for the fall semester, this is how much we have for the spring semester, and then take the 643 that we have right now, and then realign how much we're giving out per credit hour. Which in regards to the incentive, is divided up if they're full-time or part-time. So, you know, we definitely are working to stay within the budget.
All right, that's why I just wasn't real clear on where the 10% was actually getting cut, or make sure it wasn't getting cut from
right.
Services instead of the actual admin part.
Right.
In my opinion, it should be cut from admin instead of services.
Right.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes,
Mr. Anderson. The manager, Pete Koster, and I met several times about this very issue since my arrival probably a month ago.
we've had several meetings that addressing this. I don't like these supplemental appropriations either. I think you should have better foresight into how this is occurring, what you're funding, etc. I think he came in September, so he inherited this budget. I did as well. So again, we've spoke several times. We're going to continue to have dialogue not only with his department, but within our entire Department of Education as to how can we be more efficient, effective, and maybe streamline some areas so that we can address some of these issues and cut costs. But it is a good problem to have. Our kids are doing well, but I think we need to have better foresight into projections, how many students we have versus last year's figures. How can we be more accurate in funding these programs? So we are addressing these issues. Again, he and I probably visit at least every other day over these very issues that we're talking about. And we're doing this with the other managers as well. Thank you.
Thank you. More questions? No, roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It'll be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 16-068. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Higher Education Doctorate Degree Program fiscal year 2016 budget. Sponsor, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. Discussion?
Counselors, this is again to complete the summer allocations for our doctorate level students. We are projecting 13 Muscogee Creek Nation doctoral students through the summer. For the future, in regards to Representative Beaver's questions about funding, one of the things we're taking a look at again is the doctorate level funding. That's something that Secretary Anderson and myself had spoken about. At the doctorate level fund education, a lot of your doctorate level students are going to be funded by the school to go to school there. In other words, they're being paid. So with that being said, one of the things that my staff, myself, and Secretary Anderson will be looking at are ways to make it more efficient so we can prevent this kind of request in the future. And still meeting the needs of the tuition, books, and fees of the doctorate level students.
Thank you. Any questions? Questions? Thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 16-069, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to continue the Junior Ball Challenge Program to be administered by the Department of Education and Training. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Barnett for due pass. Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of a second. Next is NCA 16-070. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation repealing MCNCA Title 16, Chapter 9, entitled Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Employment Rights Office Act. Sponsors, Representative Jones. What's the wish of this committee?
Madam Chair, I make a motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second? there a second? No second. That motion fails for lack of a second. Next is NCA 16-071, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 19, Chapter 13, to add a new section, Section 13-103, entitled Miscellaneous Provisions. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Ms. Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. Discussion?
Real quickly, this is just a modification to the election code that would prevent candidates or individuals from using the election board's seal and information on campaign materials. Apparently that happened at some point in the past, and it appeared to voters as if the election board may have been endorsing a particular candidate. So the election board wants this change to the law to make it a misdemeanor to use the election board information on campaign literature by candidates.
Okay.
Question?
Thank you. Questions? Questions? Thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Terry got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. That's all of our order of business. Have no other business.
I'd like to give Secretary Anderson a minute to speak on the bot ball program under other business if the committee is agreeable.
Are y'all agreeable for Mr. Anderson to speak on the bot ball? Are you ready?
No.
Have a roll call vote, please.
What is the motion to allow Mr.
Anderson to speak on the bot ball?
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
No.
Rufus Scott?
No.
Chair, you got 1 in favor and 2 against.
1 in favor, 0 against. Motion failed. Any other business? Announcements?
Oh. Joint meeting with LNC. Oh. Prior planning.
Yes, we will. HEW will have a joint meeting with LNC prior to planning next week at 6 o'clock. And LNC meets tonight at 6:30. There are no more announcements. Motion for dismissal. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for adjournment. Second by Mr. Jennings. All in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. I want to ask Mr. Scott if he will give us the benediction, please. Mr. Scott.
Father God, Lord, again we come to you thanking you for all your blessings. Lord, we ask you to continue the blessing, Lord, with our citizens and